everyone. Welcome to Qualitative Conversations, a podcast series hosted by the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group of the American Educational Research Association. I'm Jessica Van Cleve, the current chair of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group, and I'm happy today to be joined by our program co-chairs, Cassie Quigley and Alex Panis, who will be providing an overview of the 2021 annual meeting, which will be virtual for the first time this year and will take place from April 8th to April 12th. Dr. Cassie Quigley is an associate professor of science education and associate chair in the Department of Teaching, Learning, and Leading at the School of Education at the University of Pittsburgh. She received her doctorate in curriculum and instruction at Indiana University in 2010. Dr. Quigley's expertise in qualitative research is focused on methodologies that center the participants, such as community-based methodologies, and using data collection methods like photo methods. In the past 11 years, she has published over 50 articles and book chapters focused on those methods, including in journals such as the International Journal of Qualitative Studies in Education, Qualitative Inquiry, and the Journal of Mixed Methods Research. She also co-authored a book on STEAM education entitled An Educator's Guide to STEAM Education, which is published by Teachers College Press. She has presented her qualitative work at numerous conferences, both nationally and internationally. She teaches qualitative research methodology courses on topics such as participatory action research, validity and reliability for qualitative work, and ethics around educational research. Alexandra Panos is an assistant professor of literacy studies and affiliate faculty in measurement and research in the College of Education at the University of South Florida. She earned her doctorate in literacy, language, and culture education with a minor in inquiry methodology at Indiana University Bloomington in 2018. Dr. Panos takes an interdisciplinary stance in her work as a critical qualitative methodologist and grounds her theoretical, methodological, and empirical work in her substantive field of literacy studies. She has published numerous articles and book chapters that focus on the critical, environmental, and spatial dimensions of qualitative methodologies and literacy studies. Most recently, she has served as senior guest editor on a special issue focusing on the spatial dimensions of taken-for-granted qualitative research practices related to masking and anonymization to be published in the International Journal of Qualitative Studies in Education this year, and as a co-author for a book project under contract with Teachers College Press titled Confronting Denial, Literacy, Social Studies, and Climate Change. Thank you both for joining me today to talk about this year's program.
Happy to be here.
Thank you, Jessica.
So to get started, can you just offer an overview of the program? How many sessions are included, and what is the range of topics we're going to see?
Sure. So this year, we are really excited to have 14 different sessions, 15 if you include the mentoring session, and 16 with the business meeting as well. The sessions include a variety of sessions around well-being and care. As well, we have a session around advocacy and justice. There's a wide variety of critical work that ranges from critical race praxis, post-human positionality, feminist approaches, and critical participatory inquiry. We are especially looking forward to learning from scholars in one session called Disruption, Interruption, Change, It's Not Enough. What we need is sabotage, critical participatory inquiry as sabotage in and of the academy. This work draws from Black and Asian feminist and decoloniality stances.
Wonderful. That sounds really exciting and thought-provoking. So can you tell us a little bit about how many submissions the SIG received this year and how many slots were allotted to the SIG by AERA?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we had 46 submitted proposals and symposia. 37 of those were paper or poster roundtable sessions. We had a ton of symposiums submitted, we had 10 symposiums submitted. This included a mentor session, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And so our process for reviewing and accepting these submissions really takes a lot of reviewers like you all. And so we were really fortunate that all of our reviewers accepted the numbers of submissions that they proposed that they could handle, and really turned those reviews around in a short amount of time. So we just wanted to extend a thanks to our reviewers for that. Each of the proposals is reviewed by three different people, and including at least one graduate student reviewer. At that time, then it's turned over to Alex and me, and we spent almost about a month going over the process of looking across the reviews. We do utilize the scores. As you'll remember, if you're a reviewer, you're asked to score on a numerical basis, but that is not used to accept or reject our sessions. Instead, we look holistically across the reviews, which really just helps to ensure that there isn't bias towards one type of research over another. And so that kind of gives you a description of the process for the ARA sessions for the qualitative research SIG.
It is a lot of work to put this program together, both by you and Alex and all of the members who serve as reviewers. And we are so, so grateful for all of that service. It really is a big job, and seeing what we can expect at this year's annual meeting, I'm very, very appreciative of the range of opportunities and the thoughtfulness that was put into that process. So one of the sessions that members will have the opportunity to attend is the business meeting. Can you tell us about the business meeting and what members can expect if they attend that session?
Yes, absolutely. We're really hoping that everyone is able to attend the business meeting because it really is our one time to gather together as a group. And of course, we are wishing that we could be in community with one another together face to face. But we still would love to see everybody join us online for this session. The session is about an hour long, and we were able to pack quite a bit into this session, including a program report, awards, and we will have a speaker, which I'll talk to you about in just a minute. So our program report moves us through the various committees that are on the qualitative research, including the program, the mentor committee, among others. The award session, which is quite a heavy lift for that committee, includes Outstanding Book Award, Outstanding Dissertation Award, which will be presented by the committee chairs. And then we will have the Egon Guba speaker. This year's speaker is Mirka Koro. The title of her talk is Speculative Experimentation and Methodological Pluriverse. We are also fortunate to have two discussants join us, Aaron Kuntz and Juha Suorinta. And we will be, Jessica will be introducing that session. We'll end the business meeting with some closing remarks and an opportunity to give input from our SIG membership. So please join us for that 1 hour session if you're able.
We're always so grateful when many of our members attend that business meeting. It's a nice opportunity to have a little bit of community and connect with one another, even if we're doing so virtually this year. So in addition to our business meeting, one of the things that the SIG supports each year are mentoring opportunities. So can you talk a bit about the mentoring session that's going to be offered and the other mentoring opportunities that are on the program?
Sure, I can take that one, Jessica. The mentoring session we're really excited about. Kelly Woodall-Guyot and the committee have worked really hard to create a space where members of the SIG can get guidance and feedback and discuss their work as either graduate students, early career scholars. And I know we opened it this year to associate level faculty for mentorship into the next stage of their career as well. But that session is going to be Sunday at 2:30, and it's a closed session. So if you haven't signed up this year, that means it's not open. But this summer and next fall, calls will be going back out for applications to join the mentoring session as a mentee. And then I know that Kelly and her committee work to invite and solicit members of the SIG to lead in their mentorship capacity. And this year, as well as past years, I know they've focused on the concept of stuckness. So if you're feeling stuck, if there's something that's challenging in your work right now, this is the session for you to consider for next year.
Great. And as you mentioned, Kelly and the committee have lots of opportunities. They not only support our members at AERA, but they also provide opportunities for mentorship in the proposal process. So keep an eye out for announcements on the list about those opportunities. There's also informal office hours with members of the SIG that are available during the annual meeting. Again, that process, as Alex mentioned, is already concluded for this year, but if you are interested in connecting with more senior members in the SIG for mentoring opportunities at any stage of your career, be on the lookout for opportunities as they come through the listserv. So this is a lot. This program has a lot to offer and a wide range of things across every day that the annual meeting is active. So what suggestions do you have for members, maybe especially first-time attendees, to navigate the AERA program and take advantage of the exciting QR SIG sessions?
Yeah, thanks, Jessica. I agree. It can be a lot. It's one of the reasons that orienting to the conference via the QR SIG can be so helpful because it directs you to the kinds of sessions that as a qualitative researcher, you would be especially interested in. So if you're already a member of the SIG, Jessica has sent out a Google Doc that gives a really sort of straightforward overview, calendar overview of each day. So you can see what's coming up. And then at the bottom of that document, there's a description of each of the sessions with the abstract and the speakers and their titles of their papers and roundtable session presentations and the symposia, et cetera. But once the system itself gets underway and we have access to our virtual conference program, if you're registered as an attendee or a presenter or a discussant or chair, you'll be able to access that virtual conference platform through the AERA website. And you can search for us via the SIG so that you can find those sessions. You can search by presenter, you can search by paper title. So it's pretty helpful, especially if you've already sort of done some of that homework of what is the QR SIG doing and what are we up to in this space. I think it's also important to remember that if you're assigned to a session as a presenter, or co-presenter, a chair, or a discussant, or have some active role in a session, one of the cool things that they've shared with us about the virtual platform is that the system will just sort of plop you into the space that you need to be at that time. Like there's no clicking or searching for you as a presenter or someone with a role in a session. If you'd like to attend a session within the platform, we believe what I've come to understand about the platform is that you'll be able to design your own schedule and join sessions simply by clicking within the platform itself. And we also strongly recommend that given the nature of these new spaces, we know now after a year for many of us of attending other virtual conferences that each virtual platform is unique and we should have access to it on or around April 2nd. And we want to recommend that you, and especially if you're presenting, you and your co-presenters, spend some time getting used to the conference space, use it to develop your own schedule, and just sort of stick in there and get your hands on it. AERA has made a number of videos available that describe the conference platform and answer some questions about that. But we expect that getting in there ourselves will be the most instructive, and we're waiting waiting with bated breath to get in there ourselves. So we hope that's helpful. And if you have any questions about the conference platform, the annual meeting website is a place where help will be found. And we are also always available to send you information that we might be able to share.
Those are some really great tips. Thank you for helping us think about how we might orient ourselves and navigate both the platform and the content of this year's annual meeting. So you're interested in the Qualitative Research SIG. You've been checking out our program, but you're not yet a member. So can you talk to us a little bit about how you become a member of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group and what some of the benefits of membership might be?
Of course. Well, we think that you should be a member of the QR SIG, definitely, especially if you're listening to this podcast, which is produced by the QR SIG. So this is one of the member benefits that extends beyond membership, but that you'd be supporting. But when you become a member of AERA, one of the things that you have the opportunity to do is to select a division and SIG for free. So most of the time you have to pay a small fee that helps support the SIG, but you can, when you register, get one of those free memberships. And if you select the QualSIG, you're a member. Benefits include receiving emails specifically for the membership, which includes many opportunities for connecting with other members of the SIG, with mentorship, with workshops, calls for special issues, sort of a first pass at important content related to qualitative research. And our personal favorite with membership to the SIG includes opportunities to review for the conference, which is so beneficial to our field, to the SIG itself, and to your fellow qual researchers. So if you have any questions about membership, you can reach out to any of us, and we're happy to answer them. And we really hope that if you aren't yet, you will join us.
Absolutely. We are very lucky to participate in such a vibrant community that is continuously growing. And we hope that as many folks as are interested will join us and continue to diversify and broaden our community. So thank you so much, Cassie and Alex, for joining me today and providing an overview of what members can expect from the Qualitative Research SIG program this year. I hope to see all of you who are listening at our business meeting, and I hope you'll consider joining the SIG and contributing to our community. Thanks again for being with us today on Qualitative Conversations.
The Qualitative Research Special Interest Group was established in 1987 to create a space within the American Educational Research Association for the discussion of ethical, philosophical, and methodological issues in qualitative research. We invite you to consider joining the Qualitative Research SIG today. For members of AERA, the annual fee for joining the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group for regular non-graduate student members is $10, and the annual fee for graduate students is $5. As members of the QRSIG, you will gain access to a network of fellow qualitative scholars, as well as our many activities, ranging from mentoring opportunities to our podcast series to updates and news related to recent qualitative publications and jobs. Please visit the American Educational Research Association's website at www.aera.net to join the Qualitative Research SIG today.